Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Abdul, A-B-D-O-U. According to the information obtained from the examinee, Michelle Abdul is a 51-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 6/29/22. But at that time, cases of chicken fell over when she was doing inventory and smashed her back. But as a result, she believes she injured the right side and her mid-rib area, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving active treatment, period. Although she denies having any prior injuries or problems to this area, records will show that she was injured on at least three prior occasions after which she received treatment. This involved chiropractic as well as pain management that ran right up through the subject event. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Abdul alleges a case of chicken fell on her back while counting inventory in the walk-in refrigerator, causing injuries to her rib, comma, chest wall, comma, low back, comma, and thorax. Period. The treatment records show she was seen at urgent care on 6/30/22, reporting the injury occurred at 9 p.m. the previous evening. Period. She was diagnosed and initiated on conservative care as per the summary to date. Period. New paragraph. What follows will be inserted into the summary. Period. Ms. Abdul was seen at Relievus Pain Management on 7/19/22. She had neck pain radiating to the right shoulder and mid-back pain. This began after a motor vehicle accident. Period. She did not convey that this was related to the subject work event. Period. However, she admitted to neck pain and low back pain at this visit. Period. She was an insulin-dependent diabetic and was also taking Percocet and Lyrica from this physician. Period. Ongoing care was rendered on the dates described. Period. New paragraph. Ms. Abdul was seen by physiatrist Dr. Young at Rothman Orthopedics on 8/3/22 relative to the event of 6/29/22. Period. He referred her for MRI studies of the thoracic and lumbar spine and physical therapy. Period. She returned on 8/31/22 when he noted the results of the MRI studies. Period. Neither the thoracic nor lumbar MRI showed acute discogenic disease or acute osseous injury. Period. There was bulging disc at multiple levels in the lumbar spine. Period. He anticipated she would be at maximum medical improvement in 4 to 6 weeks. Period. On 10/5/22. She was referred for a course of work conditioning. Period. On 11/30/22, she told Dr. Young she received significant improvement with this. Period. She denied any persistent severe pain, although had some achiness in her mid-back region. Period. She's using over-the-counter ibuprofen as needed. Period. She was advised to finish her work hardening and then return to full duty. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show she underwent a cervical spine MRI on 11/1/13 at the referral of Dr. Meaner, MEANOR, given a history of lower back pain and radiculopathy in the lumbar spine. Period. Need to insert the results of the the cervical MRI done the same day was also at the referral of Dr. Meaner, given a history of neck pain and radiculopathy. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner began receiving chiropractic treatment from Dr. Bird on 11/10/21 after being involved in a motor vehicle collision. Period. She reported her vehicle was towed from the scene of the crash. Period. She complained of pain in her neck and low back, and the accident made everything worse. Period. She had already been seeing pain management for years, having undergone MRIs and injections. Period. She states she has herniated discs in her neck and lower back. Period. Dr. Bird diagnosed cervical disc disorder with radiculopathy in the mid-cervical region, comma. Intervertebral disc disease was from radiculopathy in the lumbar region, comma. Sprain of the cervical spine, comma. Thoracic spine, comma. And lumbar spine, comma. Muscle spasm of the back, comma. With segmental and somatic dysfunctions of the cervical region, comma. Thoracic region, comma. Lumbar region, comma. Sacral region, comma. And pelvic region, period. This initiated the petitioner on a course of chiropractic care, period. This was ongoing through 6/13/22 when she remained symptomatic. Period. She was manually adjusted and tolerated treatment without incident, period. She also received hydrotherapy, as had been the case before, period. Ms. Abdu was obviously symptomatic at this time, only a couple of weeks before the subject event, period. New paragraph, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Purewell, P-U-R-E-W-A-L, on 2/15/22, after being involved in a T-bone motor vehicle accident on 8/14/21, period. She offered widespread complaints, period. He noted she was already taking Butrans, transdermal patch, comma, Percocet, comma, Lyrica, comma, cyclobenzaprine, comma, Scalaxin, comma, Narcan nasal spray, comma, Butrans transdermal patch, comma, and Narcan nasal spray with Voltaren gel, comma, Flecter transdermal patches, comma, Valium, comma, Xanaflex, comma, Lamotrigin, comma, and Levemir insulin, period. He diagnosed post-traumatic cervicalgia, comma, aggravation and exacerbation of pre-existing cervicalgia, comma, and post-traumatic thoracic pain, period. He initiated her on further pain management care over the ensuing months. That included a variety of medications, comma, bracing, comma, and possible injection therapy, although I cannot find the specific mention of it. Period. Treatment with Dr. Purewal continued through only very shortly before the subject event. Period. Physical exam. Lungs and torso, normal. She complained of tenderness to palpation, inferior to the right scapula, but this was not tender to palpation with a stethoscope. She also complained of tenderness in the right anterior chest wall and a transverse orientation, inferior to the breast. Paired, however, this was non-reproducibly tender to palpation. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was heel scarring at the left second metatarsal, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period. Spine cervical normal, thoracic. She was tender at the right anterior chest wall, as noted above. Appeared she was also tender in the midline at the T7 spinous process and right parietal musculature in the absence of spasm. Appeared she stated, due to her pain at the ribs and thoracic region, she cannot wear a regular bra, but has to wear a T-shirt type bra. Appeared lumbosacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 75 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation, and side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Period supine straight leg raise and maneuver on the left elicited only a pulling sensation, but no low back or radicular complaints at 90 degrees. Period on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 6/29/22, Michelle Abdu was struck by a carton of chicken about her back. Period. She was seen the next day at urgent care and initiated on conservative measures. Period. She also continued under the pain management care of Dr. Purewal, with whom she had been treating already. Period. This was due to an earlier motor vehicle accident. Period. She also was seen physiatrically by Dr. Young on 8/3/22. Period. He had her undergo thoracic and lumbar MRIs on 8/11/22 that were not spectacular. Period. After physical therapy, she improved. Period. On 11/30/22, he discharged her from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph, it is notable that Ms. Abdul had at least three prior accidents, including a slip and fall on 7/27/13, a motor vehicle collision on 8/14/21, and likely a third accident leading to a 2016 cervical spine MRI. Period. Once again, as noted above on 4/26/22. Scratch that. On 6/21/22, she followed up with Dr. Purewal only several days before the subject event, yet she remains symptomatic. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found her to carry a heavy purse. Period. She wore layers of clothing. Period. There was non-reproducible tenderness to palpation, inferior to the posterior right scapula and anteriorly at the right chest wall. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. There was variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the chest, comma, ribs, comma, thorax, comma, and lower back. Period. In the subject event, Ms. Abdul sustained a fairly minor soft tissue injury that is fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Peer diagnostic studies, including MRIs done after the subject event, did not show substantive objective progression for the worse compared to earlier radiographic studies. Period. She has been able to return to the workforce in another fast food establishment called Arby's as an assistant manager. Period. And scratch that. She admits that in 1996 she fell and was found to have a herniated disc on the left at L3-4. Period. In 2020, someone hit the side of her car and she injured her neck only. Period. And that is the end.